Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the culling continues. I predicted it was going to be a bloody 2023. We're already in February, and I already have so many articles just in January alone that would damn near cover at least 2 months. Yeah, it is really going down. And the lamestream media, they can't hide it. Google is my friend. However, gentlemen, this is still a community participation project. So if you know something in your local area that went down, leave it in the comment section. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of February. Husband charged in wife's deletion after telling Maryland police where to find her body. Gentlemen, this falls into the category of the tired man. And I'm going to explain that when I'm done with this article. A man from Silver Spring, Maryland, was arrested and charged with terminating his wife after police say he walked into a police station and told authorities where they would find her body. Very interesting. He walked into the police station. He could have had a grand head start had he not decided to commit that act. However, once again, this is definitely a man who was tired of his situation. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Dennis Morris Hennett Jr., 29, went to the Rockville City Police Department just before 1 a.m. on Wednesday and requested to speak with a homicide detective. Montgomery County Police said. Hennett then said that the officers would find his wife deleted in their home on Lanier Drive, according to police. Officers went to the home and found 28-year-old Teresa Pendarvis with trauma to her body. She was pronounced deleted at the scene, police said. At the time, police took Hennett to the Montgomery County Police headquarters to be interviewed by detectives. Hopefully, at that point, they'll establish a motive as to why he decided to put on the mask. Hennett was transported to the Montgomery County Central Processing Unit and charged with first-degree termination. He is currently being held in jail without bond. Well. Gentlemen, here we are, yet again, another man who was pushed beyond his breaking point, and he decided to then do what? Take matters into his own hands. We said it before, we're going to keep saying this. Men of today are no longer taking whatever situation that they find themselves into that pushes them beyond their breaking point. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, trauma to her body, yet they mentioned nothing about a deletion weapon. So I'm gonna go with the fists and feet of fury. Gotta give that one a 20. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, up close, personal, looks like she suffered a massive beatdown, so I gotta give that one a 20 as well. So, Dennis, the Menace Hennett, gets a score of 55. Now, let's circle back to what I said in the first beginning of this. This man was tired. The fact that he walked into a police station and said, "Yes, I did this." That was not a man full of rage. That was a man who finally reached the end of his line. He reached the end of his rope. Yeah, he could have had a massive head start had he decided not to go to the police. But guess what? He didn't even want to go that route. He did not want to be pursued by police. So he said, "Yes, I did this." So whatever happened between him and his wife, he decided he would rather go ahead and be put behind bars. He decided, you know what? I'd rather spend the rest of my life in jail than spend another minute dealing with you. Now, the man could have just been crazy. However, a crazy person doesn't voluntarily turn himself in. Yeah, this man was obviously tired. And, hey, the man got pushed too far. So what did he do? As Coach Red Pill would say, he turned around, looked her right in her eyes, and proceeded to fuck her up. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. Gentlemen, I have a particular article that was sent to me by Multi Awesomeness. Brother, I really appreciate that. However, I'm not going to make that one into an HMT. It has all the aesthetics. However, there's one key detail. I'm going to sit on that and see if anybody else covers it. One person so far has covered it, but I'm not going to reveal who that person is until I cover said article. But back on this topic, women around the world, I know you're not going to heed this warning, but I still have to give it to you anyway, just to show just a little bit of concern. The power you think you have by this corrupt system that allows you to do whatever you want, whenever you want, to whatever man you want, is going to go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be continuously protected by some invisible force field is going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man finally reaches that point of no return, there's going to be no one there but you and him. And guess what? Once you've become the bane of that man's existence, He's going to take matters into his own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.